Chapter 4. Leo's mom was coming over. So even though it was freezing, I sent Leo out with the boys to tire them out and pick up bagels and lox. I stayed home to clean the apartment and do some deep breathing exercises while trying to focus on my husband's positive attributes. I had a good enough relationship with my mother-in-law, as long as I wasn't irritated with Leo at the time. But if I was even mildly annoyed with him, a visit from Mary Costa was all it took to send me over the edge. Of her four boys, Leo was Mary's favorite. I'm not just saying that. She freely admits it. It's even a running joke among the Costa brothers. He'd had some health problems as a child, which cemented their special bond and made him a quiet mama's boy. She doted on him and he on her. At first, his close relationship with his mother was endearing and led me to think of him as a good egg. Of course, I'd heard the jokes about watching out for men who had an extra close relationship with their mother, but I've never trusted people who claim to hate their parents or not be on speaking terms with a family member. Leo was the opposite, which made him seem extra trustworthy. Once, when the boys were just a few months old and I was deeply resentful of the amount of time he felt he was entitled to spend on the toilet, we'd had a silly fight about it minutes before Mary arrived. I complained that one bathroom session for him was more time than I'd spent using the toilet, showering, and grooming over the course of a week. His reply was, "I'm not stopping you. Go ahead. The bathroom's right there." I threw up my hands and continued to pick up the apartment. 20 minutes later, Mary came in carrying a six-pack of Leo's favorite beer, and even though it was only 1 in the afternoon, he opened one and started drinking it. I was nursing Joey in the chair, and Quinn was on the ground, gnawing at his own feet when he began to cry.